Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
We've got Elvis and election integrity all in one sentence, Linda. Thanks to you. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't even tell you what a huge smile is on my face whenever I hear Elvis. So I just so appreciate that as my very special bumper music. So I thank you. And, you know, did you tell Greg I'm coming for him? Because I really don't appreciate him making fun of Elvis.
See.
Just ask a good question, Dawn. Does Greg hate Christmas or Elvis more?
See, that is a good question.
The Grinch over here.
Yes, the Grinch. I love it.
Wow. Linda, no comment. She doesn't want to
know,
pile on. I guess she's had enough of the Greg hate for the day.
Thank you, Dan Borowski, our great executive producer. He pieces these together, picking great Elvis music to intro Linda.
He really does. I really appreciate Dan.
So give us the update. And you had written me, and thank you for that update. I talked a little bit about these investigations across Pennsylvania into the suspicious voter registration forms. No charges, but the good news is those were never actually submitted or processed or anything of that. They weren't processed, I should say. But what's the latest with those badges? Because, Linda, as you know, you spotted it, but so many of our great listeners and viewers on YouTube at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and beyond, they were saying, what's up with these badges that were, you know, seemed to be partisan politicking inside, you know, places that they weren't supposed to be. What's the update here for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So those badges, they've popped up before. They are so obnoxious. They're pretty large, like I would say a good 4 inches by 6 inches or so. And they say PA Dems, voter protection paid for by Democratic Party. And they were showing up at a lot of the satellite election offices. People would be sitting outside with those badges on. In fact, when I went to asked for my ballot in South Philly before the election at a satellite election office, I saw the woman sitting there with it. And so they're permitted outside. I mean, you can wear whatever you want outside. And who even knows what voter protection means? I mean, protection from what? It's just the whole thing is so silly. But they were popping up in the polling places all over the Commonwealth. And we were dealing with them pretty much on a case-by-case basis by having the judge of elections tell the people that they can't wear them in the polling place, by calling the boards of elections to get them done, by calling the Democratic Party and saying, hey, you know that they should not be in the polling place. So on election day, we went into court in Allegheny County in Pittsburgh, and the judge there issued an order prohibiting those badges in Allegheny County. So when I did the same thing in Philadelphia County, of course, I did not win, which is not, that's pretty usual for me in Philadelphia election court sometimes. I mean, I'm usually the only Republican in there. So, but I thought it was a really bad ruling because the judge really persevered on whether or not a voter could really see it. And then they put on a witness who was saying, well, the print is like only as big as my finger, so can voters really see it? And I argued to the judge that it doesn't really matter whether or not one voter can see it or another voter can see it. It's not permitted in the polling place, and you can't come up with this subjective guidance like, well, these badges will depend on whether or not a voter can get close enough to see it. And the judge, of course, ruled against me on election day, but we appealed, the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign appealed, because under a doctrine where, and even though the election was over, there's a mootness doctrine that says if something is capable of repetition but likely to evade judicial review, the court can still consider it. So we went to the court to ask them to reverse that ruling, even though the election was over. And of course, the Democrats, they complained, no, the election's over, you can't do this. But the Commonwealth Court, that's our appellate court for these issues, they agreed with me. And they said, this is capable of repetition, but likely to evade judicial review if we don't rule on this now. And I was really thrilled. This order came down on Friday, and they adopted basically all of my arguments that you cannot be in a polling place wearing a badge that says PA Dems. That's what's called electioneering. That's what's called promoting one party or one candidate over the other. It is not allowed in polling places in Pennsylvania. So we were really, really, really thrilled by this ruling, because it means that they're not going to be able to do it in future elections.
Yeah, although maybe in Philadelphia, maybe in some parts of Philadelphia where we have, you know, carjackings and car thefts, if they want to do voter protection, they could do it outside the polling places. And because I would think voter protection means you're protecting me as a voter, like my personal security, right? It wasn't protect the vote or election integrity. It was voter protection, as if they're like a police force.
It doesn't even make sense. Yeah. Why they do. It's really obnoxious. Obviously, the Republicans would never be able to get away with something like this. We wouldn't even try. But the fact that, you know, they did it, and just with impunity throughout the Commonwealth. So we were really, really happy. Now, they can appeal this. The appeal would be due today. They have a 3-day window to appeal. So I'm hoping that they don't appeal. But if they do, then it'll go to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. So, and I'm not afraid, because my arguments are really, really good. These do not belong in a polling place. When you go in a polling place, you should just be there to vote. You should not see any electioneering, mm-hmm. anything that promotes one candidate over another. When you're in a polling place, it's okay outside, but not inside. And that's universal all over the country. All over the country, we have those rules. It's not just in Pennsylvania. So this was an important ruling, and it really smacked down, I thought, the Democrats. And frankly, the judge's opinion that was kind of all over the place, like, well, I'm not sure if the voters can see it, and is it really large and large enough to see, just a really bad opinion.
And as far as the recount, is there any other, I know the recount's obviously it's over, and Casey conceded, and to Dave McCormick and all of that, but is there any other recount news as far as final numbers or the cost or anything else? I'm just trying to, you know, tie things up before the holiday.
Right. No, I haven't seen anything on the cost. So the boards of elections still are working on this election, mm-hmm. going through all the votes. They have to go through and make sure everything's accurate and report accurate numbers to the Secretary of State, who will then certify it. But for all intents and purposes, it's over, because we know who won. And this was, a real lesson for people in how elections work. So I'm glad of that. And I'm glad that they see, how careful we are and how we look at every single detail at the Republican National Committee to make sure that the vote is protected.
And as far as those investigations by the five Pennsylvania counties, this was back in, you know, October. By the final date, it felt like there were suspicious voter registration forms, again, never processed or anything of that nature. But it was right before one of those deadlines. I think it was October 21st, if I recall. And it was Berks, Lancaster, Lehigh, Monroe, and York. Is that because it's a moot point? Do those kinds of investigations still go on, or would they just stop because they were never processed anyway?
No, those investigations will go on. So, and I'm hopeful that they'll figure out, you know, how that happened. I mean, here in Pennsylvania, groups are permitted to do these voter registration drives. And unfortunately, when they do them, they use the paper registration. So, I mean, I've seen it as a Philadelphia resident, mm-hmm. coming out of the subway or in Rittenhouse Square or, you know, some other place where there's a lot of people walking around, and they just try to get people to register to vote on these paper applications. The problem is, a lot of those are people who are already registered. So when they bring them all into the Board of Elections, it's just a lot of extra work, especially when they do it so close to the voter registration deadline, because they're processing all these voter registrations, and a lot of them could have problems. But there, it really did look like they were purposely, registering people who should not have been registered. And as the news reported, a lot of those look suspect. They look like they were in the same handwriting and so forth. So I certainly hope that the law enforcement continues to investigate that. And I truly believe, too, our new incoming Attorney General, Dave Sunday, he will have a special place in his heart for election integrity. And that's what we need, absolutely, in our law enforcement.
Yeah, because in that one, I think part of what raised suspicion, as I recall, is they were dated from June, and then they were turned in on the very last day, on October 21st. Or something of that nature, right? That was weird.
Yeah, and then that just is an extra burden on these boards of elections, because if you wait till the last day, then they're rushing, and they, you know, maybe the intent was to hope that because they were rushing, because it was the last day and they had to process them, that mistakes would be made, or they just wouldn't notice that there was problems. So that's definitely something that I would like to see fixed. I mean, we have so much work to do on our election code, and unfortunately we have a Democrat governor, so I'm not sure much reform is going to happen until we get a Republican governor in there. But we really need a real rewrite of our election code to make it so that it's not as easy as it is now to turn in voter registrations that are suspect, that are suspect like that.
Yeah, I hope that can happen. Well, you mentioned the incoming Attorney General, Dave Sunday. He will be, I believe, among the guests at this huge event, live event, hosted by our own Dom Giordano, Linda Kearns. I know you'll be there. You should see executive producer Dan Borowski. I mean, he looks like he could be on the cover of GQ magazine.
Thank you, Dawn.
If I may say.
Nice to you.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
He got like the J.D. Vance makeover with the beard, little, you know what I mean? He's very, very coiffed, Linda. He's very impressive with the beautiful suit.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I met Dan in person at the Don Jr. event, the Letters to Trump event. So I did meet Dan in person there when Don made me stand up in that auditorium. And
bow for everybody, Linda.
Oh, gosh. Remember, I am devoted to election integrity, not promoting Linda Kearns. I mean, it's the message. It's election integrity. It's keeping our election safe. I could talk about elections all day, all night. I know sometimes it's not that exciting, but that I do believe that election integrity is what keeps us free. It keeps our democracy. So I am so proud of the work that we did at the Republican National Committee and the Trump campaign. I am thrilled that we had Chairman Whatley guiding us, and I had such an amazing, amazing team. I'm going to bring a couple of my team members today.
And is Joe DeFelice, is Joe coming?
Absolutely. Jody Felice, I call him my election law soulmate. I had him hired, and he was in charge of Philadelphia for me, and he recruited all of those minority inspectors and poll watchers and roving attorneys. And he supervised the call center where we answered thousands upon thousands of calls on election day. While I was in election court, he was supervising that call center. So I could not do what I do without Jody Felice. So I am thrilled that he's coming to be recognized.
Yes. Well, Linda, it's at the Newtown Athletic Club. I know. So you can, I think some tickets are they still available?
No, Dan? Tickets needed.
No.
Just show up.
Need a ticket.
Yeah,
okay.
Show up. You'll be let in.
Noon
there's
to three.
Food, there's drink. It's going to be a good time.
Now, Dan has a
whole celebration.
So I'll be there, but I probably won't make it out there till like 1 o'clock, but I'll be there too. But you've got some, not just Linda Kearns, but also Jim Worthington, Scott Pressler, mm-hmm. and maybe some surprises is Michael Whatley himself.
Yep.
So we have
Dave Sunday, just some big names, as you heard there, right. Joe DeFelice. Jim has some people coming in. It's going to be a great time, and you're going to get to meet the people that really flipped Pennsylvania. Yep. Linda Kearns being a huge one
yes.
of them. I know Linda doesn't like promoting herself. That's why we got to go above and beyond and do an
right.
event like this to celebrate somebody like her, because she is a huge reason why
yep.
you see Trump entering into that White House. Pennsylvania, the most crucial state, flipped by none other than that person on the phone, Linda Kearns, Scott Pressler helping, Sean Parnell helping, Jim Worthington, all of them doing a great job. So Linda, thank you so much for that, and I can't wait to see you here in a couple hours.
I can't wait. I think it's going to be great. But remember, I had such an amazing team, and my election integrity director, Tom Petruzic, who I couldn't have done this without, he's going to be there too. So you guys just have to realize what an amazing, amazing team that we had. And we just really gelled, and we all were dedicated to the mission of just making this election fair and safe. And it was a real turnaround from 2020 when people were so suspicious. And it was with your program and your radio station that really, really helped me to get the message out. So we couldn't be more grateful for that.
So Newtown Athletic Club today at noon. Be there or be square.
Gosh, Linda Kearns, thank you. What? Go ahead.
You're going to be playing some Elvis music today now.
Right?
Come on.
Are you?
It's up to Henry, Linda. He's the one doing all the music. Maybe we'll do a money melody for you. Based on
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
Love it.
All right.
We'll see you in a couple.
All right, I can't wait.
Oh, it's a wonderful event. live. The Dom show will be live noon to 3. Come on out, Newtown Athletic Club.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.